Okay, we are starting Siman Lamed Tet, Si'if Yud Dalet. Bodek Shehotzi Yada, Ve'amar Trefa. So one Bodek first comes, he puts his hand in, he feels it, and he says, oh, this is a Trefa. He feels Sirchot, and he says, this is a goner. Ve'acharkach, Hichnis Acher Yada, Ve'lo Matza Trefas. And then a second bodek comes and says, wait, let me feel. And the second one says, no, there's no sirchos. It should be a kshira. So the halacha is, harishon ne'aman. Once bodek says, it's a trefa, I felt sirchos, we're ne'aman. He's ne'aman, and that's the halacha. Because we're afraid that by the time the second guy put in his hand, the sircha that was there by the first one was ripped. So that's the reason. Because we're talking about a bodek who has experience, he knows what he's doing, and is not a kid who just, you know, for the first time he doesn't know what he's doing. And he says, I know I felt sircha that's in a place that shalok is sidron, and so that's the halacha. Okay. Tedvav. Tavach shichnis yado v'amar trefa. So now you have a butcher, and he says, I checked it, and it's a trefa. But then another bodek comes, and he looks at the animal and says, the diaphragm, the tarpash, was never slit, it was never open. It was impossible to check. So then, you're staring at the animal, it's clear that it was never checked. Upatku a tarpash, then they cut the tarpash open. Ubatkua, and then they checked it. Vulonim tzaba trefas, and there's nothing that they felt in there. No sirchas that make it a trefas. So machshirin ota, the halacha is it's 100% kosher. Ted Zayin. Yeah, so, okay. I'll just mention the word taz, you can look it up. But with all these cases, these are all incidents, specific cases, and every case, these are the general rules, but every case you have to look at specifically in its own right to see what makes sense and what's possible and not possible. Okay. Ted Zayin. Amara Bodek, Shiluk Hisidran Haita. So now you had one Bodek come, and he says, the sirchas were shalok hasidran. The acher machisho. And now you have a second bodek and says, v'omer kasidran. No, we both felt the same sircha. It's not that it ripped. They both felt it. But the first one felt it was shalok kasidran, and that would make it a trefa. The second one said, I felt the same one you, and that is kasidran. So haita ma'amidin, kasidran haita. Ma'amidin ha-behema b'cheskat heter. So the halacha is, it's kosher. Because the case is, basically you're having two edim come to the Beis Din at the same time. Obviously each one checked it on his own, one after another. But they're coming for the psak din to the Beis Din at the same time. So each one is one aid. They're each equal to each other. And therefore, you're left with nothing. One says kasher, one says trefa, one kasidran, shalok kasidran. And you're left with the animal. Once an animal was shechted, and you check the simanim, automatically the behemah turns from chazaka of iser to chazaka of heter. Okay, it's similar to as if the whole
rea disappeared. But this is not talking about putting the hands in, this is talking about after the...
Yeah, put the hands in, put the hands in. And you feel kasidran. So the case is they both felt the sircha. So we're not concerned that it ripped. And it's just a machlokis and metzias or a halacha, a gray area. If it's sounds more like a machlokis and metzias, is it kasidran or shalok kasidran? Okay. So let's continue. Yud Zayin. Again, these are all sort of building on each other. Yud Zayin is similar continuation. Hakone Reya V'amar shematza basircha b'makom shehi trefa. So one, the consumer, the buyer comes and he sees the rea, and he sees that there's a sircha on it that makes it a trefa. V'amocher omer shehita b'makom shehi kshera. And the seller says, no, that's a sircha in a place that makes it a kshera. So again, one against another. Kevan shebau shneim bevat achat lebeit din. Since they both came at the same time to Beis Din, ein kan edut. Basically, a similar case to Tetzain. V'harei zeh kebehema shene'evda reya kodem shenivdaka. So it has the status of, if it's one against one and you don't know what the deal is, so you basically have the same halachic situation as if the entire reya is missing and you can't check. So therefore, we say the behema becheskat heter omedet and it's mutter. It seems to be a machloket and mitziut, but. So if there's someone who could be machriya, then you can. But let's say it's gone and you can't tell anymore, and they're just giving you a testimony.
Oh, they don't have the re'em.
I believe not. I believe it's gone. Otherwise, everyone would.
They have it, but we can't tell what part of the re'em it is.
Why not?
Well, usually you can tell. You may not be able to see the other end of the sircha, but you could see the end that it's still attached to the re'em unless they peeled it off. So it depends on the case. Again, all these cases really, you depend on each specific situation. Haga, v'chem b'mkomot sheshochtim etzel goyim, v'inichu abehimot etzel goy. And so too, you're shechting animals among the goyim. I don't know, you go to their farm, whatever it is. Bein b'shchita lebedika, and between the shchita and the bedika, ein choshishim shema agoy hichnis yado v'natak hasirchot. This is not normal to see this happen, so we're not worried about it. The goy is going to come around and cut every little diaphragm, a slit, and put his hands in there and break the sirchas. And it's not something that happens, you're not worried about it, and you don't have to worry about maybe it happened, because at the end of the day, doing a bedikas reya is only derabanan, because really the chazaka is that rov are ksheros. Mio. But if you're in a place where you know that the tabachim, then you know they come, the goyim, they come around and they clean out the diaphragm and they separate all the sirchas, they come around and do something like this. Yesh lachush afilo b'dievet. So then even b'dievet we have to worry about it. Lechatchila yesh lizar b'chol inyan. And lechatchila we have to try and be very careful. Okay, so let's go on. Yod chet. Right. In every case, obviously, needs its own specific situation and its own yishev adas and give a psak on what happens. You know, b'dieved, if it's hafsa meruba, not hafsa meruba, fine. But the principles we've seen. Yurchet. Reya shenikva b'makom chituch haunot begav hauna keneged hadofan. Okay, so now this is a new topic in the siman. So we learned about sirchas generally are a problem, right? If there's a sircha, it generally turns it into a trefa, unless we learned it's in between, it's right in between the each individual lobe. If it's right in between the lobes where they're already touching anyway together, so that's generally not a problem. According to the Shulchan Aruch, we learned you have the entire chituch, separation in between the entire unot, and according to the Ramah, you only have halfway. That it's okay, and then which is usually where they are, and okay. Now, this new the next few seifim, we're going to be discussing a sircha on the back of the dorsal side of the lung, which is the bigger side. Because it's round, it's oval, so it's a little bit the majority over here. Reya shenigva makom chituch haunot begav hauna. So it's in the basically anywhere among the unot on the back side of the unot. Anywhere on the back side of the unot, because that's also called the makom chituch haunot. Anywhere where they get separated, but it's anywhere along the unot. anywhere beyond in the backside or dorsal side of the five smaller cranial lobes. Okay, that's what we're talking about. And the hole, or the sircha, is against the rib cage, the back of the rib cage, right? And it's pretty much stuck over there. The dorsal end of the lungs are, it almost looks like just two sides. It looks like the right lobe and the left lobe. It was on the back side. It looks pretty much all connected, at least for most of it. So that's why it's called two arugot. And anyway, so this part pretty much stays flat against, it's not attached, but it's kind of stuck against the back, the dorsal, the whole rib cage, right? On the side of the spine. And it actually, because it's curved, it goes all the way around much of the rib cage, right? The rib cage is 360. So the dofan that we're talking about, we're going to see, it's basically almost anywhere in the rib cage, the whole backside. We're going to see it inside, but it's anywhere from the spine all the way around up until the sternum, the breastbone or whatever it's called, the sternum, right in the middle. So that's called the chazeh. There's a couple possible definitions of the word chazeh. We're about to see this. But the entire dofan, where if you have a sircha on the back of the lung that's attached to the rib cage, right, to the dofan, to the rib cage, we're going to see it may not be a problem. Okay? Especially according to the Shulchan Aruch. We'll explain as we read. But again, it's anywhere on the back of the rib cage, all the way around, up until almost to the sternum. And that's considered the dofan, where it could be saved. It could be a sircha that's not a problem. You can call it, it's not exactly called kesidron, but it's attached, not with fibers, it's just up against. The lung is up against the back of the rib cage. And that's, now, on each side of, just to clarify, on each side of the sternum, there's an artery on each side. And it's a little bit distal, a little bit away. I don't know, maybe, I don't know exactly, but just as an example, maybe it's a half a centimeter or a centimeter away, distal, from the sternum. And you have an artery running down, and that's the limit. So it's really almost the entire rib cage. Anywhere from those two arteries, it's called the chut, we're about to read, anywhere from one, you know, all the way around. So I don't know if you'd call that 340, whatever it is. Most of the rib cage, if it's stuck against it, anywhere in the area of the unot. Okay, so now let's see this inside. V'dofan sotama. So what happens is, if it's opposite the rib cage, the lungs, when they inflate and deflate, they're basically going, you know, forwards. And, the front side, the ventral side of the lung, is the part that's really moving. The whole back side is any area that's stuck to the dofan, so that's the dofan itself can seal a hole or a sircha. So let's read. So if the sircha, the dofan sotma besircha bebasar shebein etzlaot, o bebasar ubeetzem. So anywhere, so if the sircha comes from the back of the lung and it attaches next to it, to the back, where it's to the basar, though, it has to be attached to the muscle. So clearly the muscle in between every bone, every rib, that's slaot, that's for sure okay. It seals it. And the Kaf HaChayim explains, though, also, just to explain it, when it says basar ba'etzem, it's lav dafka, anywhere unto the meat. If the sircha, the fibers of the sircha attach into the bone, that's not okay. Okay, that's gonna open up. The hole's gonna reopen and it's gonna become a hole, so it's a trefa. But if it's attached to the basar, to muscle that's in between the ribs, or even if you have some muscle on the ribs, so then that's also gonna be called basar, And that is going to be a kshera. Okay, let's keep reading. So that's, we just said that's a kshera. So, and by definition, it's not going to turn into a hole. In other words, when the animal is alive and it's breathing, you know, no one's hands are in there. It's just inflating and deflating, inhaling and exhaling, and it's that kind of a sircha. Even if it was a hole and the sircha developed, it's the type of hole that's going to stay closed. If it's somewhere else in the cavity, or somewhere else directly into a bone, then that hole is going to reopen and the animal is going to die. That's the logic behind it. Okay, aval imu srucha le'etzem levado, but if it goes straight into the bone, trefa, that's a trefa. And the Shach points out but that doing a bedika won't help you in this case. It's pretty much is or it isn't. It's either attached to the muscle or attached to the bone, and if it's attached to the muscle, it's 100% good. You don't have to blow up the lung, there's no point. And if it's attached to the bone, also, there's nothing to do a bedika for. We say that's a trefa.
How do you know that?
What?
How do you know
that? No, I'm talking about like a bedika by blowing it up with water. But you first did a... You did a bedika pnim with a feel for the sirchas, and then you found it on the back, stuck to the... basically, it's anywhere along the dofan. Basically, anywhere on the backside. So then that's okay if it goes to the...
What does that mean? Partially in basar, partially in etzim?
So if it's on basar, that's on the etzim, that's for sure okay. And if it's on both, so I don't remember if we might come across it, if it goes by the majority or not. It could be... Even if it's not the majority, certainly if it's the majority on the basar, it's okay. If it's the majority on the etzem, I don't remember. Okay. All right. Okay, so let's keep going. Now, for the Shulchan Aruch, it makes a difference, so you need to know. V'chen adin b'chol hashalim shekeneged ha'unot lamala ad ha'aruga k'shira. Okay, so to anywhere connected the unot mipnei shehamakom tsar, because this area is very tight, v'nitchakat ledofan, and it's always pressed against the dofan. It's not really attached; it's pressed against. V'hu sotmo, but since it's pressed again, it's going to close up the hole, and it's fine. V'nikra dofan. This is what I was saying. It's all a dofan. Ad hachut shemenakri me'achazeh. All the way from the spine, all the way wraps around the rib cage up until the chut. This is the two arteries on each side of the chazeh, the sternum. Umisham ve'elech nikra chazeh. But if it's opposite the sternum, so then it's not okay. Ve'im nisrach hasham trefa. And if it's nisrach hasham, it's a trefa. Ve'im nisrach agabe chut shebechazeh dina kilo. Nisracha bechazeh utrefa. Also, if it's attached to where the artery is, that area of the, even if that area of the basar, of the meat between the ribcage, that's also anywhere along that area, that's your the boundaries. Okay. And just to point out, the chazeh, clearly according to the Shulchan Aruch, means the sternum and a little bit beyond the sternum, because the boundary is the two arteries. But there is an opinion, it's brought down, and that's also the psak of the Shach and the Kaf HaChaim. There is an opinion by the Baal Iter that says, he brings in the chazeh from the gifts to the Kohanim. So we're going to learn sooner than later about Zorah L'chaim V'keva from Chulim, but for Kochim, so the Kohanim get the chazeh and the shuk. So it's a machloket in the Gemara, if it means the first rib, from the neck, the top rib or the chazeh. What is the chazeh? It either means the top rib or the two top ribs, the right and left side. Again, it's either one rib or two ribs. So the Baal Iter says that there's actually a boundary, an upper boundary or a cranial boundary is the two ribs. So even if it's attached from the back of the unos to the back, to the rib cage and behind it, he says that there is an upper limit boundary, but that's not the halacha. Okay, let's just read the Rama. Now Haga, this is a kind of a review. Uladidan ein nafkuta b'chilukim elo. But according to us in Ashkenaz, we don't make any, in Europe, we don't make any of these kind of distinctions. Again, he learned every single sircha is a sircha, except he's also mekel with the mi'uch. He doesn't like it, but he's mekel. So let's just read that. Elagam b'kol achlikum eshet be'er b'sof ha-siman. All these chilukim from now until the end of the siman, it's not relevant to us. Everything is a trefa. In other words, everything is a real sircha. We don't allow any of these sirchas, unless, of course, some use mi'uch and some don't. According to the Chalak Beit Yosef, you don't have to even feel for the sirchas on the back because they're not a problem at all. Okay. And that's the Minna Kamonim v'Ashkenaz and Sarfach. Anu, mi'b'nei b'neihem, we come from them. And lachein ein lahachshir shum sircha bereya. We don't allow any of the sirchas of the reya. Imlo b'shtei unos asruchos kesidran lamata mechetian letzad ikran. Except in between the top two lobes, right, the chituchim, right in between them when they lie one on top of another on the inner half. Ru adin una beuma the bechesidra ki haygavna, also an una to the uma. Ukavarnit be'er shenagu lahakel. So we learned all this and we already explained that we're, you know, on the one hand, he's more machmer. On the other hand, right, minhag of Europe is more machmer. On the other hand, they're also nagu lahakel besircha menateket, or hamit menateket, ayidei mi'uch u'mishmush. But he does allow you to rub it and break it apart. Okay. Let's go on to Yutet. V'davka keneged ha'una tuda machshiren, ava shelo keneged ha'una treva. Now, only on the top half, by the opposite, the unot, we allow this, but not other, only on the back of the area of the unos, we allow this kula, that we say if it's pressed against the dofan, the back of where the rib cage is, then we allow it to seal it up and not be a problem. Kaf. Hada makshir davka kishanekiv neged ha-dofan. Okay, but this is only when it's in the back of the una of the unos, where it's right opposite and pressed up in itself, that hole, that tzircha, is pressed up against the dofan, the basar of the dofan. Remember? Aval im nikva mi bifnim. But if there was a hole or tzircha anywhere in the front portion of the unos, or afilu b'shipulei reya, even on those very ends, on the sides, the very ends of the reya, the tzircha yotze misham dofan trefa. And then the tzircha continues from there, you know, to the rib cage, that doesn't help. The trefa, it only has to be on the back side, which is, it's more than 50%, because there's more area on the back than on the front. But okay. V'im sircha yotzet mishipule ona, but if the sircha goes from the ends of the una, umit pashet, and it can go straight or it can spread out or go diagonal a little bit, al gav ha'una, and then travel to the back of the una. Okay, so let me explain, actually. Some unos, right, at first we conceptually probably think of a sircha as a string, right? But many times it's like a sheet. The una is not so, it can be a very thick una, sircha, very thick sircha. So you have the case over here, where part of the sircha starts out in the front or on the edge, on the sides, which would be a problem, but the sircha continues, the same sircha, it's thick, or it's like a sheet, and it continues on the back of the una. V'nisrechet ledofan. And then the whole sircha together goes on to the ribcage, to the dofan. Im rova sircha hi begava una kshera, v'imlav trefa. So here, even though part of the sircha is on the front part of the ventral part of the lung, since most of it's on the dorsal side, it's a kshera. So all these cases, the Rama doesn't allow. Kaf Aleph. Let's see. Im sircha ola mina una ledofan shebetzada uma trefa. If the sircha goes up from the unas to the dofan opposite the uma, it's a trefa, because it has to be right next to it, not lower down. It has to be right opposite where the area of the una is. Yimsircha ola mina una ladofan shekenegeda una. But if the sircha goes up from one una to another una, ladofan shekenegeda uma, and to the uma, no, so then it, again, sorry, it's, you have a thick sircha. So part of it is in the good area, part of it's in the bad area. Again, when you're looking at the sircha, azlinan bata ruba, you go after the majority. It's one sircha, it's like a sheet, and you go after the majority, and then that's fine.